This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Is Alex injured or did you just give a rest day?
Alex has got a little bit of an ailment too, so injury / give the day off, see how he feels. That'll just be determined by how he feels tomorrow.
Devin Tage are still on track for Thursday.
UPL's great. He's good to go. Tage had a good day. Still has to see how he feels tomorrow. Wouldn't say he's 100%, but he's close.
Is Greenway going on the trip?
Greenway will not be going on the trip. He, in all likelihood, is week to week for us. He was evaluated this morning, so.
Is Ferris like always go?
Well, I'll cut you off right now. Devin's going to go down right now. He'll go down today. He'll go down to, we got to get him some games, get him playing. Be the best thing for him.
Quick question. At his age, I mean, he's been successful in the NHL at times. But, I mean, at his age, does he just need to play at 22?
As simple as that, he needs to play. I think this is the first time in his career he's dealt with, I think it was one game in a month. That's not easy on a goaltender. It's not easy on a young goaltender because you need to find some rhythm. You need to see like game-like chaos, which you don't get in practice.
I think it'll help with his confidence.
For sure. Yeah, I mean, just had a great conversation with him. And I mean, nobody likes going on, but he wants to play too. You know, he said it's the first time he's really dealt with, that long a period of time. Good learning experience, but hard.
So he's embraced. I mean, he's a guy that understands the process.
He wants to play for sure. I mean, he is a highly competitive kid. You just watch his practices. You watch pre-practice. You watch post-practice. He's 100% go all the time.
How much better do you feel about having UPL back and ready to go and you can run him through now?
You feel good. He was really playing well for us. Had really got himself in a good groove. And we know that, goaltending is a big piece of it. So, coming back off, missing time again, you hope that he's got his game's going to be in a good spot, but might take a little bit. We need to play well in front of him the first, this period and a half, where you let your goalie get into a game.
How do you feel like your team has kind of handled going about the next couple of games with like this next man up mentality, kind of just jumping into a position when their opportunity arises?
Well, I mean, you always look at it that somebody's going to have to step up. Whether it's somebody steps in for, your goalie gets hurt, the other goalie steps in, has to help you win. Whether you put somebody, whoever, a Quinn, a cousin, whoever plays a bigger role on the power play, has to step in. You know, whether it's JJ that, you know, gets a bigger role inside a 4-on-3 power plays or 5-on-4, somebody's role is elevated and those guys have to step up. I think, you know, we saw that in the St. Louis game, a big step backwards in the Philly game where, you know, didn't get the start we wanted and certainly didn't get the game we wanted.
Does it make it more difficult, you know, thinking about how you have been holding these guys accountable and saying, you know, it comes down to ice time, whether that's less time or no time. Does it make it more difficult that you have some of these injuries and you kind of need other guys to step up, but at the same time you want to make sure that you're holding certain people accountable?
I think you've made a valid point. I mean, it's when you got key personnel out and other players are stepping in that maybe aren't accustomed to that type of time. I think there's, you know, you have to weigh what's going on with the events in the game and, well, the accountability part about, you know, it's not about one mistake. It's about a period of play throughout the game, whether it's a period of play, whether it's consecutive making the same type of mistakes. So I think that does have an effect on the team.
Los Angeles game that you played here, Sarah Paul, you played a good game. Was that just simply you got goalied that game?
We got goalied, for sure. But that team is playing a lot better right now. I think if you remember after they left here, they got beat two or three times. Yeah, they got a couple of games where the goals went way up. I mean, it was a game that we felt with the number of opportunities we had and what the numbers said, we probably should have scored 6 or 7 in that game, and we scored 1. But watching them play now, they're giving up a lot less. They're playing a tighter style, and it'll be a harder game for us for sure.
For whatever reason, this group of guys has done pretty well on this trip the last 3 years. For an Eastern team, this particular trip, what is the challenge to it? What is the plus of it? I mean, it's not like you're going in the snow, but these guys have seemed to like this trip.
Yeah, you know, I think, you know, everybody likes getting the warm, a little bit of warm weather. I think the fact that we've challenged ourselves not to lose 2 in a row, and we're just coming off a loss, so we've got ourselves in a position where we have a good trip, and we come home, we'll be, you know, pretty solid position to keep moving up the standings. So that's our challenge.
What is the challenge here in terms of washing Saturday, you flush that game away, but you want to try to get back to that consistency you had a week ago, maybe partly before some of the injuries happened, but how do you get back to that level? What's the biggest key?
Number one is discipline, and the discipline part of that, A, would be the penalties we took. B is our puck play. When our puck play isn't sharp and we don't exit, you know, if you look at some of those Philly plays, not that you needed to remind me about Philly, but you did. Some of our puck plays were less than what you'd see out of NHL team, and that allowed Philly to stay in our zone. When we're on our game, we're out of the zone in a hurry. We're connected. We've got pieces in place, and we're ready to go north and get out of the zone. And I thought we played slow. I thought we looked slow and played slow.
The standings up there in the locker room, how much you're trying to just drill home that the chase starts now?
As we drilled home, the chase starts game one. You know, and even after losing the start of the season, the bounce back. You know, I think it's 3 times now we've hit 500 and failed the test to get over. You know, we got another test in front of us. But the standings are part of what you need to look at. You need to know where you are. Whether it's a point or two out of a wild card or 3 or 4 or 5 points out of, you know, third spot in your division, you need to have that awareness. Some people say they don't like to look at the standings. Well, we're playing games where you got to look at, for me, you got to know where you're at if you want to know where you want to get to.
Obviously your record's not what you'd like it to be right now, but you can also point out to the guys, we're 2 points out of the playoffs with where we are now. Imagine where we can be if we start playing more consistent. Can you send a message that way?
Well, I think, again, Paul, there's some pieces are related. You know, when you lose your goalie and you lose your top goal scorer, you got to find ways to win games. Some of them won't be pretty, I don't think. And you may have a bad period like the St. Louis. We played a strong first period, a not so good second, and I thought a pretty strong third period to end up winning a hockey game. It's how you can answer periods of time in a game. Like sometimes the other team will get the edge for 10 minutes. But, you know, can you hold them off in that 10 minutes and gain momentum again inside of a game? So I'd just like to see where, and we've done a better job of eliminate rush opportunities. There was a pocket of games from the Montreal, that area, where that was going up. It started going down again. Just remain consistent where the quality of opportunities that we're giving up are on the lower side.
The 3 and 4 here, that Jokey Harvey was going to get a chance in this trip.
He's going to play on Wednesday.
Yeah. Just want to see better puck battles from him. And
yeah. You know, for what you're doing with the puck, what that first touch looks like. You know, that I think it is a big deal for a defenseman going back that first play, making the right play.
You got Yuri Kulik back. What is it you like about his game, and how, I know he can't replace Short freeway, but what kind of element can he
incredible shooting element, and I think you saw that.
Quick play into the hole the last game. You know, those are the types of play that he doesn't need many of those. Watch him. Like, he's got an unbelievable release and missed his mark, but we know that as a shooter, when, you know, he gets real comfortable, he's a guy that can make a difference. You know, I felt we had Tuck a couple times the slot. We missed in that last game. Again, you know, talking about just getting the puck, making sure we're getting it on net, hitting the mark better. But that's, I think that's one of Cooley's best qualities.
And just a little clarity on Greenway. He had another look, and it kind of, the downgrade happened when you looked at him again. And is it upper or lower?
And it's lower. It's, well, kind of medium, lower, sort of medium, upper, middle. He was a value. He had an MRIs today. They went MRIs are like the candy machine now. Everybody gets one or two of those.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's better over here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.